Well, I think it's going to be a big shout, but if they can pull it off, I think it'll go down as, you know, as good as the victories in 94 and even the more recent one against Germany. Everything really, I think all the luck has gone against us, and we come up against a very, very good Belgium team. And tonight I expect us to meet a very resolute Italian team, very disciplined, on form, and really everything will have to go for us, and we're going to have to play out of our skins.
The other side of that is Italy have already qualified, of course, for the knockout stages off the competition. Not so much a second-string Italian side, but maybe since they're going to make so many changes, will that benefit Ireland?
Well, I think when you always make, you know, any more than two or three changes to the team is obviously going to upset the rhythm and the patterns that you've formed. And I think you've seen that with England the other night. Although they were dominant in possession, they probably lacked that wee bit of finishing spark. What may have gone their advantage is the fact that the Italians now realise they're going to play Spain in the next round. So he may make more changes than maybe he had anticipated, and that might just give us a hand. But, you know, they're going to be bringing in very, very good players. And as I said on Sunday with Miles, they're very disciplined. They've got a very, very firm system they play through, and I can't see that changing. And the personnel coming in will continue the work that's been done by the people who played previously.
What about the Irish selection for tonight's game then, Sean? Because we do expect Martin O'Neill to make a few changes. Who would you like to see being drafted in from the start?
Well, I certainly would like to see James McLean on from the start. You know, I've been saying that from day one. I think his aggressive running with the ball. We're going to have to, with the Italians as well, probably playing the back three as they've done. We need to try and get down the side of them and get crosses in the box. So I'd like to see him start. I think Martin probably will make one or two other changes just to freshen things up. Now, whether he starts for Shane Long and plays Murphy because of his physical presence early doors, just to maybe use him as a bit of a battering ram and then introduce Shane in the last 20 minutes, that's up to him. I'm sure he'll know. I don't expect wholesale changes, you know, but I don't think we need sort of the trumpet of McCarthy, Whelan and Houlihan in the middle of the park. I think we need a bit of energy in the side, you know. I would certainly like to see Wes start for his creativity. But I just think that we need to make sure early on that we're not going to concede a goal. And I would probably expect to see a change in one of the centre-backs.
Martin O'Neill, over the last course of the days, has kept referring back to the Sweden game and how Ireland played in the first half against Sweden, and really dismissing any chat about what took place in the game against Belgium. It's okay doing it that way, but in the players' mind, going into the game off the back of that defeat, that Belgium were so good, is it a hard thing to do, is to get the mind cleared so quick afterwards, heading into what's going to be a crucial game?
Well, I think, look, part of his job is obviously to keep everything buoyant and keep everything focused. And I think you've only got to look at Northern Ireland and Michael O'Neill and how they responded to their first defeat. And they got the 3 points. And last night, you know, don't get me wrong, they rode their luck at times, but they were very, very dogged, kept their shape and kept plugging away. And although they didn't create an opportunity, they knew themselves, you know, not conceding another goal was vital. So we're going to have that sort of positivity. But all our players are experienced. Most of them are playing at Premier League clubs. Martin's a hugely experienced manager, and as I said, he's a great man motivator. He's got Roy Keane in the background there. So they've got to try and make the players believe, and that's the key. I think if we can go out, genuinely believe we have a chance, be respectful of the Italians but not fear them, then I think, you know, we have to go and have a go. We don't have to win the game in the first half, and we certainly don't have to win it, you know, in the first 20 minutes of the second half. We need to make sure at halftime the game's still very much alive, and then that'll give Martin an opportunity to play whatever hand he sees fit in the last 20, 25 minutes to try and get the win.